Is the dealmaker about to pull off another art of the deal, but this time with end-time significance?
It seems like a lot of people in our country have learned how to just get into the comfort zone and float, and they've lost their concern about the integrity of the family. There certainly is evidence of this in the church, where church attendances are not healthy. So our country has just kind of gotten used to the goodness that God has poured out on us, and we just sort of take it for granted. Well, you know, the Bible tells us we cannot know the day when the Lord Jesus comes back and the world as we know it will end. But it also tells us that we should keep our eyes open for the signs that tell us we're in the season. And I think any student of the Word of God and of history and of culture today would say, we don't know when this is going to end. We don't know if it's going to be in our lifetime or some other lifetime, but we're in the season. There have never been so many unprecedented happenings on the stage of the world as there are today.
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. This hour, Jan meets with Pastor J.D. Farag to discuss the significance of trends we see in today's news. As indicators, these trends are on fast forward and are setting the stage for the coming of our Lord. You know J.D. as the pastor of Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii. He returns this fall to speak at our annual conference. A little later in this broadcast, we'll bring you an update on that conference. Let's get right to today's discussion with Pastor J.D. Farag and Jan Markell.
Suffice it to say, everything is speeding up and heating up and revving up like never before. And this brings us to the aforementioned question of why. And at the risk of an oversimplification, the answer is because the Bible tells us that this is exactly what will happen leading up to the Lord's return at the rapture of the church. I'll be more specific. Replete throughout Scripture, we find passage after passage describing this revving up, if you will, with greater frequency and intensity, likened unto that of a woman in labor.
And welcome to the program. That was just a little tease about some of the things we will talk about. My guest for the hour says that the fast forward button has been pushed. We are in a countdown. We'll talk about that for the hour. And by the way, I've recently returned from Pastor J.D. Farag's Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii, where I was privileged to minister three times in his pulpit. And you can find those messages at Pastor J.D.'s YouTube channel. Pastor J.D. Farag, welcome back to Understanding the Times Radio.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Say, Pastor J.D., just a little side note here, because your study kind of looks like NASA headquarters. I mean, multiple screens, so you catch all the breaking news. You're a man after my own heart. I was impressed with that.
Well, I'm glad you were impressed and blessed. It's Central Command, and
yes,
I have to keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening.
Well, there's so much happening. And what I thought I'd do is I've got about 10, well, kind of areas of real significance going on, and I want to list those 10 and then get into a discussion with you. And they would be the presidency of Donald Trump, number 2, activity in the Mideast, and particularly activity as it concerns Russia, Vladimir Putin. 3 prominent passages in play. We'll get into that in just a minute. We've got some actions of the deal maker, which would be Donald Trump. We've got, my goodness, the 70th anniversary of the rebirth of Israel coming up May 14th. We've got Israel's new ally, Saudi Arabia. Never thought I'd see the day. We've got a type of shadow government in America, also known as the deep state. And we've got 3 U.S. leaders who in the immediate future are strong allies of Israel: Donald Trump, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo. Number 9, we've got these 3 who are emboldening Israel and who would allow Israel to strike Iran at any time. And number 10, these issues are taken together and they signal a countdown that believers need to be paying attention to. Those are sort of 10 bullet points I came up with, and I want to discuss as many as possible with you, because you predicted some time ago that the election of Donald Trump would actually speed up end time activity, and my goodness, were you right.
Shortly after the election of Donald Trump as the president, I sensed that he would be such a man that would set in motion the increasing of the frequency of geopolitical events prophetically. And the sense was that at the time he was elected, there would be a, for lack of a better word, reprieve of sorts on the part of Christians. And I voted for Trump. I applaud his pro-Israel, pro-Christian policies. I praise God for them. I praise God for him and what he's done. However, what I'm seeing now take place is unprecedented in the sense that he is setting in motion and speeding up things that we would have never imagined possible, chiefly as it relates to Israel.
He's known sort of as a perpetrator of the art of the deal, and he brings that into his international global type leadership. And you and I were kind of discussing things a little bit off air, and you feel he could even have a role in the building of the temple, and there are some interesting things going on. You know, and there's a temple, there's a coin being already minted with King Cyrus and President Trump side by side on the coin. It has to do with the timing of the temple and the building of the temple. And of course, we know that the Antichrist confirms a covenant, Daniel 9:27. We're not suggesting Donald Trump is the Antichrist, please. But we see Trump is working sort of both sides of the table. And when I talked to you privately, you had fascinating insights. All speculation, of course, but still interesting. Can you share any of that?
Sure. I see Donald Trump as the quintessential builder and the quintessential deal maker. And when you put those two together, you create what I'll call the perfect storm, if you will, because right now he has, I believe, Benjamin Netanyahu eating out of the palm of his hand. And it came vis-a-vis the declaration of Jerusalem being the eternal capital of Israel. And then, subsequently, the expediting of the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem in concert with the May 14th 70-year celebration of the rebirth of the nation Israel. Now, think about this. He's got now Israel exactly where he wants them. I'm not trying to infer that there's nefarious, you know, intentions or malicious intentions, but he's working both sides of the table, so to speak. Because now on the so-called Palestinian side of the table, you have one Mahmoud Abbas, right, who is rumored to be in ill health, and you've got Trump basically with the Palestinians, again so-called, begging because he hit them right where it counts with the money. He has cut off money.
Hundreds of millions.
That's right. And so now he's bringing them to the same table that he's bringing Israel to in different ways. Same table, different ways. That's to make the deal. See, now it would stand to reason that Netanyahu is beholden to Trump. When he announced that he would expedite the moving of the embassy, he gave Netanyahu a much-needed political boost at a time when he really needed it. And it worked. So you might say that Netanyahu is beholden to Trump. And so now he comes in, and everything points to upcoming May 14th,
right,
where he's going to have Netanyahu and whoever it is, whether it's Abbas or someone else, they're going to be at the table, at the Trump table, if I could say it like that. And this all just comports with what we know to be true in Bible prophecy. You mentioned Daniel 9:27. So if there's an agreement, and by the way, in the original language, it has and carries with it the idea of an agreement that is forced by force. And, you know, one translation renders it confirmed.
Confirmed, it implies
that there's already an agreement on the table when the Antichrist actually enforces it and confirms it. And this is where it's all heading.
By the way, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Kaneohe, Hawaii, Pastor J.D. Farag. He is one of my speakers, Understanding the Times 2018, September 29th. That's a Saturday, 8:30 a.m., 5 p.m. You need tickets this year, folks, just because of crowding issues. And you need to visit my website, and we'll give an 888 number a little bit later to call for tickets. J.D. Farag, I'd like to play a short clip right here. It's of your friend and mine, Amir Sarfati. He's commenting on some things related to what we're discussing. And he's talking about Donald Trump since his election, how much he is helping Israel's security situation. He's allowing Israel to do what Israel must do to protect herself, and states that Donald Trump understands why we, meaning Israel, must fight terrorists. And what he's commenting on is an interesting current event that happened in the last month and is actually probably ongoing on a daily basis. We just don't always know about it. And that is Israeli planes flying over Iran. Now, that in itself is quite astounding. American planes, F-35s, flying over in Iranian airspace.
Ever since President Trump was elected, Israel is enjoying the freedom that we never had in the past 8 years of doing what it needs to do in order to ensure its security. And I'm talking about things that I wish I could tell you about. I will be a responsible Israeli, and I will not say those things live on the internet when I know that it's going to endanger our soldiers and endanger our people. But I will only tell you this, that the leaked information of the Kuwaiti newspaper is most likely coming from some mole in Arab intelligence community, and that's what worries me the most. Israel doesn't mind that the Iranian will know that we are interested in destroying their nuclear deal. We said that. In fact, Israel itself initiated the reports of our responsibility for destroying in 2007 the North Korean nuclear reactor that was built in the Syrian desert. We did that, and we just admitted that. And while we admitted that, we said that we're not going to allow any of our enemies around us to have nuclear capacity, nuclear capability. That's it. So I'm not surprised that Israel says nothing. We don't even deny the fact that F-35s are flying into Iranian airspace. I want to tell you something about the F-35s. We bought them from America. We've got already quite a few of them, maybe 6 or 7 of them. But we put in them systems that are made in Israel, made by Israel. And there are systems that allow the stealth jet fighter to even be more creative and more invisible. And the Russian radars and the Iranian radars, in fact, most of the region, they never heard about those flights. Allow me to suspect that the only ones that were aware of our flights there were the Americans. And now allow me to not to suspect, but to tell you up front that ever since Trump is in the White House, America is allowing Israel to do what Israel needs to do in order to gather information about the Iranian nuclear plan. For the 8 years of Obama's administration, we were warned by Obama, don't even think about flying towards Iran, certainly not to attack there. And I want to tell you that in the last year, Israel had more operations in the depth of our enemy's territory. More than in 1 year, we had more operations than all 8 years combined. And we do that because we finally have someone who understands how and why and who should fight terrorists.
Pastor Farag, I mean, I think we're going to wake up one of these mornings and we're going to have in headlines, Israel has struck Iran, at least some of her prime nuclear targets.
I agree 1,000%. It's just a matter of when, not if, that happens. And Iran knows it. And with Iran, so too does Russia know it as well.
I want to get there in just a minute. There are three passages you highlight frequently, four if you want to count Daniel 9:27, but let's go back to the three that you frequently highlight. A number of teachers do because they're so kind of obvious for our time. Zechariah 12, and that is when all the world gets upset about the city of Jerusalem. Well, were there. Obviously, Isaiah 17 could be tomorrow, the obliteration of Damascus, and then, of course, Ezekiel 38 and 39, Gog Magog. That's what Amir was referring to. Israeli planes are flying into the airspace of Iran, personally, I think, in preparation for some kind of a strike. So we've got these three passages that are so prominent right now, and Mideast instability could unleash every single one of them in the next 24 hours, all at once, even the same time.
So those three prophecies, I believe, are in play today, and they interconnect and intersect one with the other. Let's talk first about Isaiah 17, verse 1, specifically regarding Damascus becoming a ruinous heap, mm-hmm. so much so that it's uninhabitable. Trump wants to pull America
That's
out
right.
of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
This is stunning.
Yep.
This is stunning. And you have also recently the emboldening of one Vladimir Putin in Russia. And the rhetoric coming from both Putin and Trump is, for lack of a better word again, astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
So I truly believe that there will be a trigger, even a catalyst, mm-hmm. as it relates to Isaiah 17:1 concerning Russia and Iran, Turkey with them, and the other nations that are allied with them. It will serve as the trigger. So what happens is, I believe, Isaiah 17:1 is fulfilled, and then it creates the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38. Now, where's Zechariah 12 in that mix? So you have now, today, especially coming up on May 14th, you have Jerusalem as the intoxicating
right.
obsession of the entire world.
That's right.
And the focus is now solely on Jerusalem and dividing Jerusalem. So like you say, we could wake up one day and hear that Isaiah 17, first and foremost, has been fulfilled. Now the question, of course, is, are we going to be here for that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where does the rapture take place and all of that? We don't know.
We don't know. But it's as though a perfect storm has been created, or is in the process of being created.
I believe that it is in the process of being created. In other words, all of the necessary ingredients, so to speak, are now in the mix, and it's just a matter now of time before it comes to pass. And it just always reminds me of what Jesus said in Luke 21:28 about when you see these things begin, mm-hmm. keyword, begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, mm-hmm. for your redemption draws nigh.
And we even see a prominent in the news early spring. We saw Saudi Arabia's Mohammed bin Salman playing such an important role in some negotiating, even came to Washington for a couple of weeks. And we go back to that Ezekiel 38:39 passage. We read about Saudi Arabia. It's called Sheba and Dedan in that passage, that coming Gog-Magog war. We don't know when that's going to be. And we see that Sheba and Dedan are sort of protesting, which, look, I never thought I'd see the day. I'm saying that almost every day now. Never thought I'd see the day where Saudi Arabia would be protesting an invasion of Israel. It doesn't get any stranger than that, folks. I'm coming back in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to continue my discussion with Pastor J.D. Farag. Here's what you want to do. You want to catch his prophecy updates on YouTube every Sunday. You can access them late Sunday every week, and I wouldn't miss them. They're brief. They're to the point. They cover the week previous and talk about the issues that have been prominent with God's, well, prophetic word. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
We know you're enjoying Pastor J.D. Farag on today's Understanding the Times. Remember, J.D. will be one of our speakers during next fall's Understanding the Times conference. One of the big changes for our September 29th event, you need to purchase a ticket to attend. Due to overcrowding issues, making it a ticketed event was necessary. Get all the information you need at our website, olivetreeviews.org. The phone number to order conference tickets is listed on our website. To secure your conference seats early, please order your tickets early. Again, conference ticket order line information is found at olivetreeviews.org. To order your own recorded copy of today's program with J.D. Farag, phone 763-559-4444. Our sincere thanks to our listeners who support this ministry with their prayers and financial gifts. Without you, we wouldn't be able to reach across America with our message. We welcome your tax-deductible gifts when you write to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Before we return to today's radio guest, here's more information on our fall conference.
We have our fall annual conference this year, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Grace Church, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Speakers include Amir Sarfati, Pastor J.D. Farag, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and Pastor Billy Crone. We have had crowding issues for 2 years, so to remedy that, we are ticketing our 2018 event. Get pen and paper ready for a toll-free ticketing number or go to olivetreeviews.org for more ticketing information. You can order tickets from Brushfire Online Ticketing. Just call them at 888-338-5338. That's 888-338-5338. Best not to call Olive Tree Ministries, but info is at our website, olivetreeviews.org. The event will be live streamed at no cost. Watch our website and newsletters for details.
The 2018 Understanding the Times Conference tickets, call 888-338-5338. To order your tickets for this year's conference, call 888-338-5338.
This is an unprecedented time. Nobody knows what to do because nobody's ever been there before. And yet the Bible has some wonderful information that speaks into every one of these issues. Well, first of all, you know, this all kind of started to build up in 1948 when Israel got back into her land. None of the stuff that we read about that's going to happen could have happened without her being there, because so many of the prophecies are, they're determined by Israel's presence, and now Israel's there. And the Bible also says Israel not only must be present in her land, she must be prosperous in her land. That's very interesting. A lot of people skip over that one. And Israel is now more prosperous than it's ever been in its history. God says in his word, I will bless you more than at the beginning.
Significant trends in today's news and how they relate to Bible prophecy. That's the theme of today's conversation with Pastor J.D. Farag. The discussion continues now with Jan Markell.
As you can probably see, clashes and civil unrest have broken out here in the West Bank. We are on the outskirts of the Palestinian city of Ramallah. These protesters have begun setting fires. They're burning tires to create a smoke screen, and they are throwing stones and other debris. It's difficult to see, but behind this smoke are Israeli troops, and they have been firing volleys of tear gas occasionally to drive the demonstrators back. All these protesters say they are here for one reason, because Palestinians, they say, will not give up on their right to Jerusalem, no matter what President Trump says.
In a day of rage, Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip express their outrage, frustration, and sense of betrayal by the United States. Demonstrations quickly led to clashes with Israeli troops, anger boiling over. Palestinians had been promised for years in international negotiations that Jerusalem's final status would be settled through diplomacy, only to see President Trump reverse decades of U.S. policy and recognize Israel's claim that the city is its capital.
And welcome back. You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. Remember, the program is posted to my website every Saturday morning, a new program. You can also access it at oneplace.com. You can get on their mobile app, and it'll be downloaded for you every Saturday morning at oneplace.com. You can get a CD of any program or become a CD subscriber. Call us on the information for CD subscription. I'm spending the hour with Pastor J.D. Farag. You can learn a lot more actually at his website, which would be calvarychapelkaneohe.com, calvarychapelkaneohe.com, or the J.D. Farag YouTube channel. I recommend both. You can actually find the YouTubes at his website, and was privileged to minister there the first week of March and escape the brutal Minnesota winter and enjoy 75 degrees every day at the wonderful Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii. and see some of the sites as well. I really enjoyed that, J.D. Frog. We were talking a little bit off air, and I want to kind of continue on with some of our conversation and themes that I was kind of building on. I just want to head for a minute, J.D. I want to head for a minute talk about Vladimir Putin, because some call him the most dangerous man on the planet. Amir Sarfati calls him bluntly, just said, this is Gog from the land of Magog. We prophecy teachers don't get that specific very often because we see through a glass darkly, but that's his sentiment. You suggest he is more dangerous than Islam. You suggest he's more dangerous than Islamic terrorism, and that Russia and Iran are simply a two-headed monster, and that the U.S. getting out of Syria, which we referenced first segment, is only going to embolden Vladimir Putin. Where do you see it headed with Putin?
Well, this is a textbook case of strike while the iron's hot. You know, I've often thought of Bible prophecy as having a shelf life, and I'll explain what I mean by that. So think back about certainly 10 years ago, but even 5 years ago. Things were not lined up, especially as it relates to Russia, at that time as they are now. Now, fast forward even another 5 years, certainly another 10 years, and it would stand to reason that things will no longer be lined up as they are now. Bible prophecy has a shelf life, an expiration date, if you prefer. And so what I see Putin as right now is strike while the iron's hot. And the iron is so hot right now, and he's making his move, and it's evidenced by his threatening, his rhetoric, his boldness, his outright threatening the United States, and even this interview and this press conference that Trump had with these NATO leaders, and he was asked point blank, what is your relationship like with Putin? And Trump, true to form, was ambiguous. You know, I like to think I have a good relationship. Who knows? Maybe I don't. And then he left it at that.
That's right.
In other words, I think there's already been a severing of whatever used to be there between the United States and Russia. But certainly, I do believe that Putin is about to make his move.
Well, you could be very right. I think there are some that are wondering about the timing of Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38:39. I do think it probably plays out in the tribulation. You had an interesting insight on it. Why don't you share that with my audience?
Sure. So again, I'm not dogmatic about this. I don't know that we can know for a certainty when it comes to the timing of everything, but I have and do believe that it's very possible that either A, Ezekiel 38 happens shortly after the rapture, or B, simultaneously with the rapture. And here's how I get there. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:3 that while they are saying peace and security, sudden destruction comes upon them and they will not escape. And this sudden destruction will be, and he likens it to a woman travailing in labor. So we refer to the rapture as the great escape. So when the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit, tells the Thessalonians that they will not escape, when this sudden destruction comes upon them, there's almost this inference that we are not the they. We are the we who are alive and remain and will be caught up. So it is very plausible that Isaiah 17 concerning Damascus as a catalyst for Ezekiel 38 could happen so suddenly that it's even simultaneously. It's just a plausible scenario that would seem to fit with the prophecies that we have.
First of all, Benjamin Netanyahu was sending out warnings, certainly to his enemies and even to Putin. Don't test us, because if you do, you know, we're the dog that will bite if you're going to be testing us. But I see them, and Amir made reference to this in the little soundbite I played of him. Israel is emboldened because of Donald Trump, because of two others now in the administration. One, Mike Pompeo, and a new member of the administration, John Bolton. And I've had Michelle Bachmann in studio with me a couple, three times, and we keep saying, when are we going to get John Bolton into the administration? Well, now it's happened. Pro-Israel to the core. anti-Iran, anti-Iranian deal. And believe me, if that deal could be scrapped, you and I got to go out and celebrate somewhere, J.D., when that deal is scrapped.
I agree. You can come back to Hawaii.
I'll come back to Hawaii.
We'll celebrate here. So it's interesting because I was watching this interview with Mark Levine on Fox News when he had Netanyahu as his guest. And Netanyahu made the comment that Israel has never been stronger. Israel has never been more prosperous. Mm. Israel has never been, and I mean, it just almost verbatim reminded me of Ezekiel 38, how that Israel at the time of the attack will be dwelling confidently. They will be strong. They will
that's
be
right.
prosperous. In fact, that's the whole point of the attack in verse 13, which to me is one of the most key verses in that prophecy, because as you mentioned, it includes Sheba and Dedan, which we know is Saudi Arabia, and then the young lions of Tarshish, whom some believe could even be the UK and the US.
That's right.
So you have Saudi Arabia, who is now allied via this Prince bin Salman, who is now allied with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is verse 13, very specifically. So what's really interesting to me is that Israel now, as you say, yes, they're emboldened and they're dwelling confidently. There's a strength there militarily, certainly economically, and this is what I mean by the perfect storm. It's all forming. It's all coming together. It's just exactly as we were told it would be.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Kaneohe, Hawaii, Pastor J.D. Farag. He's one of my speakers coming up September 29th, Saturday, September 29th, Understanding the Times 2018, along with Amir Sarfati and Pastor Billy Crone and Pastor Jack Hibbs. We're gathering at Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, just outside Minneapolis. You do need a ticket. Visit my website, olivetreeviews.org. As I go out of the program, I'll give you the 800 number to call for tickets as well. Pastor Frog, what I'd like to do is I'd like to just change course here for a few minutes. I'd like to go back to, and you know, I'm a faithful follower of your updates, Amir's updates, Jack Hibb's updates, and some others, and you help us understand the times and contend for the faith. And you did an update recently, it might have been March 25th, and I thought it was just so intriguing, and you actually addressed what's troubling a lot of Americans, because we can see that it's an effort to not just weaken America, but in the process of weakening America, it weakens the whole world. And that's the efforts of what's called the deep state. Again, I've talked about that on air before with other guests. And the deep state actually represents both sides of the aisle. It's not a partisan issue. It's sort of mainstream Washington who wants to do things the way they've always done things, which isn't very effective, by the way. And if we were to follow the deep state, none of what we're talking about, I mean, it'd throw an entirely different spin on what we're talking about. And I mean, we've been talking here about some great new additions to the administration, Mike Pompeo, by the way, who talks about the rapture. You and I love that. John Bolton and others, some great new additions to, and yet we've got this deep state. We've got this shadow government, and the goals that they have are really troubling, and they trouble you too.
Yes, they do. And again, this seems to fit with the overall prophetic scenario. It's hard for me. It's personal for me because my parents immigrated legally to America when I was 9 months old from the Middle East, fleeing Islam in 1963, actually. But the America that they fled to in 1963 is not the America that we live in today, all of these years later. Sadly, what's happened is America has, I believe, sealed her fate. And even now, we see it playing out behind the scenes with this shadow government, this deep state. And to me, it explains the absence of the once most powerful nation on earth from the pages of Bible prophecy. I know there are those who would disagree, and I respectfully would agree to disagree agreeably, but the United States of America is not present, at least in a powerful posture or position,
that's right,
pronounced in the end time scenario. So in other words, something has to happen to the United States of America. Now, it's believed, and I hope it's true, that the rapture guts this nation out, rendering her inconsequential. And that would certainly comport as well with the scenario of the rapture taking place at the time of this sudden destruction mm-hmm. that comes down mm-hmm. upon them. That would certainly explain the absence of the United States of America. But we're seeing it even now, right before our very eyes, take place.
Well, I am troubled by the antics of, you could call it a deep state, shadow government, New World Order. I've even got a full presentation on the New World Order, and there are a bunch of people to be very, very concerned about. And they've got some tactics, and you were outlining them in this March 25th update that I want, and the same kind of bullet points I'm updating. You got to control health care, you got to control guns, you've got to increase the debt, you increase poverty, welfare, you control education, you remove God from society, you initiate class warfare, you create dependence on the government, and that and a whole lot more. And if you do that and more, then you've got this shadow government that's going to have way too much power. You've got, they're in a sense part of this New World Order, this push for a one world system outlined in Revelation 13. So I think it's a justifiable concern that we talk about this deep state of this shadow government going on, and I appreciate when you do that, by the way. Where do you see this going in the coming year or two?
Well, in the coming year or two, I believe that it will continue, barring the rapture and said sudden destruction, because truth be made known, America is in the way.
Exactly
America
right.
is in the way mm-hmm. of a one-world government, a one-world economy, and a one-world religion. So absent America, you bring in, you usher in, they're paving the way even now, you usher in this man of sin known as the Antichrist mm-hmm. who controls the world, but it has to be post-America because America is strong, too strong.
You're absolutely right. So, folks, you know, pay attention. When folks start talking about this deep state, this is not just some conspiratorial nonsense. This is something that I think we need to keep our eyes on. Some folks might want to call it the New World Order, shadow government, deep state, goes by various terms. But nonetheless, it's the effort of the globalists. And I'll tell you what happened back on November 8th in 2016. The globalists, well, they've met kind of a fatal blow. It's only temporary, though, with the election of Donald Trump, because the arch-globalist Hillary Clinton did not get elected back in November 2016, and Donald Trump has been indeed kind of throwing a curveball at them for the last year and a half, and particularly as it concerns the Middle East, and that is what we opened the program talking about. Benjamin Netanyahu is not only warning Iran, Benjamin Netanyahu is really warning the world. Look, don't test us, because we will strike back. If you're going to test us, if you're going to attack us, if you're going to threaten us, we are going to retaliate. We've been talking about some verses that are prominent, some passages in the Bible, from Zechariah 12 to Isaiah 17, Ezekiel 38-39. Look them up. Daniel 9:27, about the covenant that the Antichrist is going to sign with Israel. We're not suggesting whatsoever Donald Trump is the Antichrist, but we did open the program talking about the fact that he certainly could have a role in the building of the temple. He is a builder, after all. And then the Antichrist could come along and confirm a covenant that possibly, we don't know the details of it all. We see through a glass darkly. When I come back, I'm going to wrap up our discussion, and we're going to kind of summarize the various things we've talked about. But I want to talk to Pastor J.D. in my closing segment about the church, because he and I believe that the church has hit sort of a snooze button, and that the church doesn't really care that the hour is late, and that the church has kind of deteriorated into lukewarm Laodicea. Now, that's certainly not every church, and I hear from pastors and church attendees and members and leaders all the time that say, you know what, Jan, we are not a part of Laodicea. We are a part of Philadelphia. Thank you, and I'm so glad to hear from you. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes when I return. Don't go away.
Teaching Bible Prophecy would be one of the greatest things that a church could do to its congregants, because one, it gives them the hope of Christ's soon coming. Secondly, it motivates them to get the job done. That is to get out there and tell their friends and their family and their coworkers that Jesus Christ is coming. And then thirdly, it brings people great confidence. Confidence in knowing that God's word never fails. It will never fail because what God has said in the past has been confirmed by his prophetic fulfillment. Study Bible prophecy and get excited about the future.
This is Understanding the Times Radio, the fusion of current events and biblical insights. Every week we bring you the best voices who discern our times according to the Bible. Join us every weekend on this station for an experience with truth that will enlighten your day. One of our goals on Understanding the Times Radio is to bring you the best people available who know the Bible and how it relates to the world around us. In a world of mistrust, you can always depend on what you hear on this broadcast. We go to great lengths to make sure what you hear on this program is as reliable as it can get. We hope we've earned your trust, so much so that you would consider adding us to your charitable giving. Our mailing address is Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. You can also give securely online at olivetreeviews.org. To order a compact disc recording of today's broadcast, phone 763-559-4444. Jan will be right back with her guest, Pastor J.D. Farag, right after this.
Eighteen years ago, Understanding the Times Radio began on one radio station in the Minneapolis area. We now air on almost 830 stations and around the world electronically. You made that possible. People really do want the inconvenient truth. Radio costs are substantial, so think about a tax-deductible gift to Olive Tree Ministries to keep this message alive. You can give conveniently online at olivetreeviews.org or by calling us at 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444, or just drop a check to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. This is Radio for the Remnant, but let's help the remnant grow by giving them the truth each week on Understanding the Times Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Solis, the founder of Prophecy Depot Ministries, and I've been honored to be a guest on Jan Markell's radio show, and I listen to it on a frequent basis. She covers so many different diverse topics, not only prophecy, but dealing with the signs of our times and the political things that are going on with excellent guests. I've seen her show grow from several hundred radio stations up to, I think it's 830 some now, if not more, because people are interested in this show. I highly encourage you to listen to Jan Markell on a frequent basis.
If you were to search the content of all the major media streams over the last two decades for phrases like New World Order, Global Government, or One World System, you would be shocked. Many of the politicians and leaders of developed nations have used these or similar phrases in their responses to recent global problems and catastrophes. The world is crying out for a unified government to solve problems at the global level. Careful students of Scripture will recognize that a global human government is not part of God's plan.
If you're just joining us, Pastor J.D. Farag is our guest on this edition of Understanding the Times, here with a final segment on significant trends in today's news. Again, Jan Markell.
This is an amazing historic moment that you're living in, that I'm living in. And the question is, when you look at all the things that Jesus said would happen and all the things that are happening, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you match these things together, let me put it to you this way. If you're planning any major sins in your life right now, could I encourage you to postpone those plans? You know, or maybe better yet, just cancel them outright. This is not a good time to be goofing around. Right? Jesus said, when you see all these things, know that I'm near, that my hand is right on the door. Can I tell you that Jesus is going to open the door today, tomorrow, this week? I can't tell you that because no one knows, just the Father in heaven. But I don't think this is a good time to be doing something, watching something, reading something, listening to something, or spending time with someone or something for which you'd be ashamed when Jesus comes back. When Jesus comes back in the flash of an eye and you're lifted up into the heavens, do you want to have just been watching internet pornography? Watching some movie or television show that's impure? Listening to music that trashes women or is violent in some other way? Do you want to be reading a magazine or doing something, emailing someone a message that you really shouldn't? Is this the bitter and angry in the middle of a fight with your wife, hitting your children? We're close, and we need to be ready. And that requires us to be holy in a way that we need God's help.
And the familiar voice of Joel Rosenberg. I had him here at my conference 2007 and 2011. And by the way, Pastor J.D. Farag, my guest for this hour, will be with me this fall, Saturday, September 29th, along with Amir Sarfati, Pastor Billy Crome, and Pastor Jack Hibbs. And you got to have tickets this year. Here's the toll-free number if you missed it early in the program. It's 888-338-5338, 888-338-5338. We do have some tickets left. They're going fast, so I wouldn't delay much longer. Call that number or just go on to our website, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Go to conference. You'll see the link that takes you right over to the Brush Fire Ticketing Agency. And they're very inexpensive. It's just a method the church asked us to employ to control the crowding of the last couple of years. Again, you can get a CD of any program, and would you please check out online my e-newsletter and my print newsletter. Pastor J.D. Farag, my guest for the hour. We wanted to talk about a couple of things as our time winds down, and I referenced the fact that the church has sort of hit the snooze button. Most are not too interested in the fact that the king is coming. Your church certainly is. And I recently did a program on the remnant believers. And oh my, did I hear from them and how broken their heart is that not one church in their town will talk about the good news. And I'm sure you hear same.
Yes, I do. And it is heartbreaking. And I want to encourage anyone who is listening today to remember what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Thessalonians about how that we are going to be caught up. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And just as Joel Rosenberg said, that is so near. His hand is on the door, and it can happen at any time. And he says to the Thessalonians, therefore, encourage one another with these words. As he was talking, I was reminded of what the Apostle John wrote about the one who has this hope in him purifies himself. In other words, the one who knows that the Lord's return is nigh, it has this effect of getting your affairs in order. When you receive a devastating diagnosis from a physician that you don't have much time, you are told to get your affairs in order. And I really believe that is the clarion call to anyone who is listening, and especially those who are longing for the Lord's return. There is a crown, Paul writing to Timothy says, that awaits us, those of us who long for his return.
Well, that's a crown I think most of my listeners are going to be receiving. Pastor J.D., a quick reference once again to his weekly updates on YouTube. Just go to his YouTube channel, J.D. Farag. You can also access that at CalvaryChapelKaneohe.com. Kaneohe.com, Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe.com. You have been doing these prophecy updates since 2006. I only discovered them three, 4 years ago, perhaps. And I know when you started over, well over a decade ago, and you thought, you know, there'd be a few hundred viewers and people not all that big in numbers would be all that interested. Much to your surprise, and maybe surprise of others, certainly our detractors, you've got enormous viewers to this wonderful message that the king is going to return, and we believe very, very soon. When you started, why the skepticism?
Well, you know, back in 2006, the Lord had really impressed upon my heart that we were entering a period of time in human history that was the likes of which we had never seen before, nor would we ever see again. That we were really entering into the last moments of world history as we know it. And so here we are all these years later, and what I'm finding is, and even more recently, I started, you know, in a pronounced way, preaching the gospel, because we have people all over the world are watching these updates on YouTube, and we receive so many praise reports of people coming to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ because of them. So this is really a word that the Lord gave me through my wife back in 2002. She said that God is going to use your ethnicity to reach people in the uttermost parts of the earth. And I didn't really understand it at the time. Little did I know that 4 years later, God would, in fact, fulfill that word.
Well, the uniqueness of you, J.D. Farag, is, of course, your Arab heritage. And my goodness, you come from Lebanon. Actually, not necessarily, you don't have any Muslim family members, Christian. I believe most of your parents have passed on now. But the fact that you've got this Arab heritage, you've got such a love for Israel and the Jews. And I've got a classic picture from 2017 of you and Amir Sarfati arm in arm on the platform of my conference, which has gone around the world many thousands of times. And I hope you did get a chuckle from it, because it's really worth $1 million.
Yeah. That was Amir is my Jewish brother in Christ, and I his Arab brother in Christ, and only God could do that.
We need to tell folks how they can indeed find eternal life. We have spent the hour talking about, look, it's late, the hour is late. We've got things aligning in the Middle East. We've got verses that are about to be fulfilled. We don't know when, could be tomorrow, could be a few years from now, but soon. We've got verses that are aligning. We've got activity in Washington, which is the hub of the world, let's be honest, that are in some cases troubling. We've got the deep state. We've got a shadow government going on. All of these things play together. But the bottom line message is this. It's getting very, very late. And for some people, they're going to delay, Pastor J.D. Farag, and they're going to delay too long. It's going to be too late for them, because they're going to choose to delay and delay and delay. Anyway, let's give them the message of the gospel, what they need to do.
I'll take it a step further, Jan. I appreciate that, because I'm of the belief that God has someone listening right now that by accident, so to speak, they tuned in to this radio broadcast just to hear what I'm about to share. And what I'm about to share is the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. And it's very childlike simple. Jesus said that if you become like a child, you have to become like a child to come to me. And it is so childlike simple. And it's known as the ABCs of salvation. Now, I just want to share it very briefly. The A is for admit that you're a sinner. Acknowledge your sin before a righteous and a holy God. Romans 3:10 says that there is no one righteous, not even one. And Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. This is the bad news. We were all born with the death penalty because of our sin. We were all born sinners. All have sinned, which is why we must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven. That's the bad news, but here's the good news. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That's the A, and here's the B. The B is for believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is Romans 10:9-10. It says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Not you might, not you could. No, you will be saved. And then lastly, this is what seals the deal, so to speak. The C is for call upon the name of the Lord, or if you prefer, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. That's what Romans 10, 9 and 10 also says. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then lastly, Romans 10, 13, and I love this verse. Mm-hmm. It says, all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. I implore anyone listening to this broadcast today, if you've never called upon the name of the Lord, time is running out. This is the most important decision you will ever make in your life for eternal life.
Thanks to Pastor J.D. Farag, Calvary Chapel, Kaneohe, Hawaii. When the time was right, the worlds were made, the flood subsided, the sea was parted. The walls fell down, the lions' mouths were shut. The storm was silenced, the blind could see, the lame could walk, the captives went free. The tomb was forever emptied. God's timing is always right. His power is great. His plan for you is good. His hold on you is secure, and he will see you through. And I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us for today's Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Across America and across the World Wide Web, we continue to report current events from a biblical perspective. Every weekend, this broadcast comes to you at no cost, but it costs us thousands of dollars. As we produce and distribute this weekly media outreach, would you consider standing with us? With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour, pointing out the dangers in today's culture and bringing hope through faith in Jesus Christ. We're asking you to join us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Please write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota 55311. Contributions are also welcome at olivetreeviews.org or by phone when you dial 763-559-4444. Don't forget, global updates with a biblical worldview are yours around the clock at olivetreeviews.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon. We appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her media team. Jan Markell returns next week with another information and inspiration-packed hour designed to help you understand the times.